the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. Glad to have you with us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks. It's been a nice couple of weeks away and good to be back here. We have a really great show for you this morning. Our guest is Kyle Powers. Kyle is the senior brand manager for a very exciting and community-involved company named Tundraland. So we're going to hear about Tundraland, and we'd like you to call in with any questions that you might have about Tundraland. Kyle is here to answer those questions, and you can reach us at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150, or outside the Appleton area, you can use the Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. Well, good morning, Kyle. Welcome to Biz Talk. We're glad you came in this morning.
Yes, good morning. Glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Tundraland, and tell us what does Tundraland do? Sounds like a Packer-type organization.
Yeah, absolutely. We are proud partners of the Green Bay Packers, now that you mentioned that. Again, my name is Kyle. I'm Senior Brand Manager with Tundraland Home Improvements, and so I'm tasked with overseeing a group of great people that markets face-to-face in the community, in many different realms, just to, get our name out there, show people what we do. And at Tundraland, we do beautiful sunrooms, we do replacement windows, and, very great bathroom remodeling.
What does a senior brand manager do? What are your responsibilities at Tundraland?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a staff of about 45 people that I oversee. We do face-to-face marketing. I do over about 300 events a year out in the community, from little, farmers markets, downtown Appleton, downtown Green Bay. I do about 5 farmers markets a week to, programs in big box stores like Walmart, Ace Hardware's, where we set up our displays. I also have teams of guys that go around and do door-to-door marketing in our, local communities.
And in Tundraland's history, it started in 09?
Yes, correct.
And a fellow named Brian Gottlieb is the owner and the founder of the company?
Correct.
What was his vision when he started the company? He's in the home improvement business?
Yeah, Brian, comes from a home improvement background, particularly sunrooms was his main thing. Got into consulting on sales and marketing for sunrooms. And then 2009, he decided that he wanted to get off the road and start a company, and started with sunrooms, and then just created an awesome culture there, and it's just grown rapidly. One of the fastest growing home improvement companies in the nation. We're one of the largest home improvement employers in the state. So from 2009 to now, we went from one employee to probably about 130 employees right now.
Wow! Starting in 2009, that must have made that kind of an interesting time to be there. With the economy the way things were and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. That had to be, tough for him right at the beginning. But, if you have a passion and a drive, I just think you need to start when you feel it is. You need to start regardless of, if you wait for the time when it's right to do it, you'll never do it. So.
Okay.
Well, Kyle, you mentioned in the pre-show that you have a philosophy at Tundraland. It says something like, do well in business, but do good for the communities.
Yes.
Tell us about that. Tell us how you carry that out.
Yeah, so a lot of the things we do, we try to do a free project for someone in need at least once a month. Our goal is to hopefully get it to once a week. There's a lot of, nonprofit organizations out there that, they do really good, but when you give, money to them, you have no idea, who it went to help or, what it paid for. And so we looked at it. We kind of have an initiative inside the company called Tundraland Cares that really heads this stuff up. And, we really think if we can change, the life of one person for the better and do it over and over again, we can change a whole community.
And it's well received in the community. Can you give us an example or two? There was an example about windows, for example.
Yeah, we came up about a year and a half ago. We just had an idea, windows for a cause. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any of the backing behind it. We didn't know what it would be. And through our marketing meetings every week, it kind of, evolved into what it, became, which was you know, we get hundreds and hundreds of windows a month that we replace, and you know, dumpsters full. You know, we're emptying a dumpster probably every 2 days. You know, and we decided, hey, if we could take some of these windows and turn them into, you know, works of art instead of throwing them away, you know, and put them out in the community, you know, it could do something for good. And so what we ended up doing was taking all these windows. We had local community members, you know, some of the local mayors, musicians, you know, high schools, a lot of the organizations, sports organizations, the Green Bay Packers, the Timber Rattlers, the Bullfrogs, you know, the Green Bay Gamblers, they all, you know, did a window. All the local news stations did windows. Each of their news desks did them. And then just a lot of the, you know, talented artists that the Fox Valley, you know, area has. I mean, arts and music in this area, I think, is one
rich
of the best in, yeah, one of the best in the country for sure. And they just all got together. We had over 100 windows, you know, everyone's different interpretation of art. And we held a silent and live auction at the PAC here in Appleton. We had that catered in. It was open completely free to the community. And the idea behind it is we wanted to raise enough money. There was a Vietnam veteran that had, you know, fallen ill. He's been in a wheelchair and paralyzed for, I think, 30-plus years. And we ended up raising the amount of money, which was $15,000, to buy a wheelchair for him that actually stands up into a standing position. So for the first time in 30 years, he's able to look in, you know, someone's eyes when he speaks to him instead of having to look up at him.
That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we really pushed forward with it, but it's really the community that got involved behind it. You know, so we thank everybody that was involved in that, you know, to really make that a success.
And you said you're trying to do projects like this that are special, just one-on-one projects where you're trying to help one particular person at a time.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, giving everything out to you know, other organizations and so on. And how have you been doing on that? What kind of success have you had on meeting those goals?
Yeah, we've had great success on that. We've done things like at the Timber Rattlers last year for their Veteran Appreciation Game. We do kind of like the extreme home makeover, but the bathroom edition where, you know, we found local community members. We surprise them out, you know, for a day on the town and lunch and, you know, get them a suite at the game and then surprise them in the middle of the game at some point, you know, bring them out, throw the pictures up on the Jumbotron. Hey, when you left your house today, you know, our crews came in and you know, completely redid your bathroom for you. We did one for a gentleman named Mike up in Green Bay, and that was truly a special one because we were really able to keep it a secret from him that it was happening. So he got a private tour of Lambeau Field. He was able to wheel his wheelchair down, you know, the tunnel that the players run through down to the field, you know, lunch at the restaurant, the 1919 restaurant there, and then over to the Green Bay you know, hockey, the Gamblers there for a hockey game. We got him and his family a suite, and then we brought him down on center ice and, you know, revealed to him that, hey, when you left today, we were the company that was doing all this for you, and we just like to, you know, say thanks for your service. And by the way, we made your bathroom handicap accessible. So he had not been able to use his bathroom in his own house that he has ever. He hasn't been able to take a bath, you know, there.
Wow.
He's got to have, you know, special people come in and do it. And now we installed, you know, a beautiful walk-in tub there that he's able to use and get the use out of his home now.
All good.
Yes.
All good for the community, like
yes,
you say.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. What is your marketing territory? Where do you service clients? Does the state of Wisconsin? Do you cross over into other states?
Yeah, so on some of our products, we do have some non-competes. There's other companies throughout the state that do it, like Sunrooms. And so we've recently opened up the Madison market for bathrooms. Mm-hmm. So we're down there now. We do go down into Milwaukee, and we go all the way up to, you know, upper Michigan. We don't go into Michigan at all, but we go right up to the line. Pretty much the only area we're really not is kind of over in that whole Eau Claire area. Mm-hmm. You know, La Crosse, we don't go, you know, too much
Western
over that
side.
Way. But,
yeah.
You know, with our new partnership and exclusivity with Kohler Walk-In Tubs, you know, we launched that product for them not too long ago. You know, we do, you know, cover most of the state with that product. So,
mm-hmm. one of the things you said that you do is canvassing an area like that. Say, for instance, you move in, come into a city. How do you do that, or how does that work for you when you talk about, you know, getting that canvassing job done?
Yeah, so with canvassing, you know, it's kind of one of the oldest sales profession there is. I mean, people used to go door-to-door all the time and sell any type of good. And so a lot of companies have figured out in the last few years that that can be a very viable, you know, marketing source. And so when we, you know, do work in the town, you know, we have a couple, I have about 15 guys that go out to these different areas, and they come around and offer special incentives to, you know, because we're in your area already, we can help you out, and it works very, very well.
Are there a couple of things that when if somebody is thinking about using that marketing tool that they should be aware of, some drawbacks that you might want to, you know, just mention before you get go out there and start hanging things on doors?
Yeah, well, I don't really think there's any drawbacks. I actually entered into the marketing realm as a door-to-door canvasser in Seattle about a decade ago, and I've been able to work my way up from there, and so I love it. I think it's one of the coolest things that, you know, someone can do for their business, but, you know, a lot of municipalities now require permitting, so you're definitely going to want to check, does the city that you're going to, do they require a permit? You know, otherwise the cops will tell you very nicely you need to leave until you get that permit. And so, you know, you
which
just
they should do.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I just want to make sure you have your ducks in a row with, you know, with the
sure.
city that way. And then, you know, just have some passionate people. You know, if it's you yourself, you know, that are going out to try to grow your business and you're, you know, a one-person operation, you know, just have fun, be energetic, you know, with the homeowner. And if you can show them the enthusiasm and the passion that you have for your business, that'll come across to them. And if they have a need or want then for your product and you have enthusiasm, they're going to go ahead and do something.
And they will probably trust you to hear your story, and then you can learn more about their story. I used to enjoy cold calling in the banking business and business lending. It's just a ton of fun, and you meet some really great people and some really great opportunities, and you can usually help out. To help those people in some way.
Yeah, there's a motivational speaker, Tony Robbins, and he states that that knocking doors for 2 years is like getting a 4-year college communications degree, because you see all types. I mean,
everyone's
any walk of life, and it's every conversation is different.
They're all fun.
Yeah. Sometimes, too, you also have to be it helps you be able to understand rejection a little bit, too, I would guess, because not everyone's a home run.
Yeah, that's what I tell anyone that I hire is, hey, the number one, I call it the easiest, hardest job in the world, because it really is easy. You get to walk around, you know, outside. Yeah, there's some hot days or some cold days, but for the most part, you know, we have some relatively decent weather for it, but you got to be able to take a no.
That's right, and learn from it.
Yep.
What did you learn from the no to help make the next one a yes?
Yeah, the only thing I always tell them is, hey, you know, if you get that no and you walk away from the home, you know, you should be thinking, is there anything I could have done to get a yes? And if it's no, I mean, if they, you know, particularly in our business, if they got brand new windows and they've remodeled their bathroom and they're not going to do a sunroom, it doesn't matter what
that's
you
right.
said to them, you were never going to get a yes.
But
anyways.
You planted a seed. With that, we're going to take a quick break here. It's our first break. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to continue our conversation with Kyle Powers, the Senior Brand Manager at Tundraland, and you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY Radio, real local radio.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Albertson Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know we don't have boxes. I'm here with Christy Schwann from Stellaris Employee Benefits. We help Christy with a business buyout in a unique area of lending, the service industry.
I did talk with other banks that had some significant limitations on how they might be able to help me. I didn't have any hard assets on which they could base their valuation. Ridgestone Bank's financing decisions were not based on hard assets. Instead, what I had was cash flow, so they were able to, again, look at things in a very unique way and in a way that allowed me to purchase companies in what was typically a complex situation, and they made it very, very simple for me. Because of their flexibility, because of the range of options that they provided for me, I don't think I'd be sitting where I am today if I hadn't worked with Ridgestone Bank.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to our show this morning. We're talking with Kyle Powers, a senior brand manager with Tundraland, and we're learning all about Tundraland and their philosophies and some of the really great, wonderful things they do for their community. Before we get back to Kyle, we'd like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter here in Appleton. Our SCORE chapter is known as the Fox City SCORE chapter. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, and we're housed in the Chamber Building, Fox City's Chamber Building, downtown Appleton. You can reach us at 734-7101, or you could go to our website at foxcities.score.org. And what we do is we're part of a national organization. We're one of about 350 chapters. We have 55 volunteers in our chapter, and we provide free, confidential mentoring and guidance for business owners or those who are looking to start a business. So if you're in business or you're thinking of starting a business, consider contacting SCORE at foxcities.score.org for free confidential mentoring by filling out the application for mentoring on site and hit the send button. And within about 2 days, not 2 hours, we're not that fast yet, but within 2 days, we will be contacting you to set up our first appointment with you. And you can remember this, too. SCORE is for the life of your business, not just a one-time meeting. If you're growing and you'd like to use SCORE on an ongoing basis, please feel free to give us a chance to help you out. So we'll get back to Kyle. Kyle, tell us a little bit about one of the big community events that you're involved in is Mile of Music.
Yes.
And tell us how that kind of came about and what you do there.
This will be our third year being a part of Mile of Music. And, again, with being so community involved as we are with arts and music and really trying to, make, Appleton and the Fox Valley area, a better place just to live. We got involved 3 years ago, and, what's a home improvement company got to do with a big music festival,
right?
And so we really look at ways to really try to, connect with the community when we're at these different events. When we activate there and set up, we'll have multiple locations, multiple displays set up. We're the presenting sponsor, of it. And so we have a lot of different things that'll be given, out to consumers, the band book, that we put together to talk about all the artists that'll be there. And then one of the very special things we do is we have something called Singing in the Shower there, which will be inside the Radisson Paper Valley. And so that was one way we're like, well, how can we get these, to connect with what we do? So we set up a couple of our shower displays, and we have, some professional sound put in there. And, people can come by, the artists sing in there, just, random consumers walking by can sing in there. It's completely free to do. And I promise if you guys do it, you won't be the worst ones.
Randy, for Christmas time, for the YMCA, Randy put on his Christmas tree outfit with lights
right.
and everything. He would be a great entertainer.
I could fill in real
sure.
easy.
He would do
yeah.
well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, you can just sing something as little as, Mary Had a Little Lamb or Happy Birthday. Some people don't know other songs, or if there's any song you really want to sing, you can do it. And what we do is when we get to 250 people that sing in the shower, we send a kid to music school for a year.
That was the thing I noticed. Yeah, the first year you did that with providing things through Hyde Music and all the rest of that, it was an amazing program.
Yeah. We buy them an instrument. Both times I believe it's been a guitar that we've, bought for the view in a year long of music. Something very special. Last year, the winner of that, the previous year was able to open up Mile of Music with Corey Chisel on stage
really?
And do a performance with him. So, something really to motivate, our youth in the area that want to get into music. They can fill out a short little essay on themselves, a little, biography and send that in and we pick a winner.
And where would they send that?
I don't know if it's open to do that yet.
Okay.
I think we open it up just after Mile of Music, but we'll have press releases and different things like that.
So just watch for those press releases.
Yep, just watch that.
How creative.
Yeah.
Singing in the shower.
Singing in the shower.
Yep.
Very creative.
And like you said, it gives one or two people, again, you're helping directly, which is a part of your goal, is to have that direct one-on-one effect in the name, in the community. So it sounds like a fantastic way to accomplish that goal.
Yes, absolutely.
So does anyone, no one really loses in this, does it?
Do they? No.
I mean,
the biggest
thing. The community benefits.
Yeah, the hardest part for me when I first came in, because I came from a company that was very numbers driven and return on investment, was, you know, it's a big investment to take on something like that up front, but then also the supporting stuff behind it and the, you know, marketing materials that we use, the staffing. You know, I'll have 15 or so people there for the whole festival, the whole time, you know, on staff working. And so the first year I'm like, well, you know, we're not going to like try to sell stuff to the people that are there. No, we just want to be a part of the community. And, you know, now when I wear my Tenderland shirt and I walk down College Ave or something and someone sees me and, you know, just out of the blue and says, hey, thanks for sponsoring Mile of Music, or, hey, I saw what you did for, you know, that veteran or that family, or
priceless.
You know, and they start singing the jingle to you. Yeah, I don't know how many times.
The jingle?
Yeah, 800-TUNDERLAND, tunderland.com.
All right.
That works. That works.
And by the way, is that where folks can reach you if they have any questions about Tenderland?
Yes, absolutely.
Could you say that again?
It's 800-TUNDERLAND or go to tunderland.com.
Okay. Well, that's really great. Now, you've been the company's been marketing their services. They do sunrooms. They do bathrooms. They do windows.
Yes.
Do they do any kitchen remodeling?
No, we used to do that. We kind of pulled back from a little bit for that because our window, you know, division grew quite rapidly, and so did our bath division. And so we really wanted to focus on the things we thought, you know, we did, you know, the best and could scale.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so
are there any particular brands of windows or bathrooms that you put in?
Yeah. So, you know, the bathrooms that we put in, I did mention a little bit about Kohler.
You did.
You know, Kohler's in, you know, many different places, and, you know, I mean, any big box retailer, sure. I mean, just about anywhere you can get Kohler, but they came out with a product, their walk-in tub. You know, they were quite a few years behind the competitors, but Kohler's thought behind that was, we just wanted, you know, a really great product that really stood up to the Kohler name, and that's why they took a while. And they wanted to come out with a different, you know, distribution model for that. And so we worked with them for quite a while to finally launch that, and it's going very well. You know, window-wise, it's our window that we've had designed for us, that it fits in the Wisconsin market. You know, you have a lot of window companies that have one window, whether you're in Florida, New York, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. Seattle. And so they try to do the best of a little bit of everything, where ours is really geared towards the best for Wisconsin and for the climate and weather that we have.
That's pretty neat. We're going to take our second break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue our conversation with Kyle Powers, the senior brand manager for Tenderland, and we'll give out the phone number again if you'd like to give us a call in with a question. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Hey, we're back this morning on BizTalk. We got Kyle Powers with us, the senior brand manager at Tenderland. We're going to get back to Kyle in just a second. Want to finish up a little more information for you about our score chapter. We want to thank the sponsors who help bring you this program each weekend. We couldn't do it without their assistance, and we're really happy to share with you that Tenderland is a sponsor of our program. So thanks, Kyle and Brian, for your support of BizTalk. Also want to thank Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge LLC, Ridgestone Bank, and Candeo Marketing, or Candeo Creative, who actually built BizTalkWithScore.com. That's our website for the show. If you'd like to go back and listen to previously done shows, you can do that at BizTalkWithScore.com. Also want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for helping to promote our program in their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or thinking of starting a business, you should really subscribe to The Business News for $20 a year. It's going to keep you informed of what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. In addition to the sponsors and the mentoring that we do, we also conduct several seminars during the year. Randy, what's coming up on the seminar scene?
Well, Tony, right now we've got two big ones coming up. The first one is going to be in August. That's the 24th and 25th of August. And for all of you veterans out there, please listen to this because it's very, very important for you. What we are doing is we're involved with a special program. It was conducted by the VA and the SBA to help veterans who are interested in starting a business or who have been in business and need personal help to keep things going. It's a two-day program. There are actually nine parts to the program. When we get done, you are in a position to complete your business plan, to be able to understand a lot more about the things that you need to be able to do to get your business growing and growing, and also about the things that are available to you from the VA and the SBA that can help you as a veteran. As I said, this program is for veterans and their spouses. It's going to be on August the 24th and 25th. Your registration is simply going out to our website at foxcities.score.org, and you can register there and get everything taken care of for you. The program starts in the morning at around 8:30, goes until about 4:30 both days, and we provide you with lunch during that as well. And the program is free. So again, we'd ask you to go out and register. It's going to be held here in Appleton at the Executive Education Center, which is on Capitol Drive, just off of Highway 41.
UW Oshkosh.
Right. Yep. It's very, very easy to get to. So again, if you have any questions or information, go out to the website, www.foxcities.score.org.
And after that two-day session is over, there's ongoing support from the SCORE mentors for those people attending.
Correct. We'll have SCORE mentors at all the programs.
All free and confidential.
Correct. The second thing we're going to be doing, of course, is coming up in September. That's another big one that we do, and that is a five-part series. It's called Simple Steps for Starting Your Business. The first class is going to be on September 23rd. It's in the morning, runs from 8 until 12:30, includes lunch, and it's held at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop right downtown in Appleton. Then after that one is on just the basics of starting a business. Then there are four more sessions that cover the areas of business concepts. Should I be an LLC? What should I do? Marketing plans, which is stuff that we'll be talking about yet with Kyle today. And then also the financial projections. How do I read a financial statement? And then finally, the one you like, Tony, because you get to do this one, is where do I find the money?
A pot of gold.
How do I talk to my banker? What's the ways? Each one of the programs are set up for you. They're $25 each. If you do register for the first one, we're going to discount that one down to $15. And then if you would register for all the programs at one time, it's $100 total. So it's up to you. Go out to the website, www.foxcities.score.org. It has a complete outline of all the shows, all the programs that we're going to be doing, and also any new stuff that's going to be coming up. So go out to the site quite often and take a look, because there's going to be new
stuff
coming up.
We've
got a lot of programs coming up in the next year.
And recently, our SCORE chapter joined the Million Cups program in Appleton as a sponsor and an organizer, and we're very excited about that new relationship with Amy Peach and Mark Burwell over at Fox Valley Tech. Started in 2012 in Kansas City, the Kauffman Foundation launched the Million Cups program based on the notion that entrepreneurs discover solutions and opportunities and network every Wednesday morning from 9 until 10 across the country. Today, with over 75 chapters in the U.S., 1 Million Cups is a free national program designed as a gathering to educate, engage, and connect entrepreneurs and the community ecosystem that supports them. Appleton Sessions enjoy coffee donated by the Copper Rock Coffee Company and is hosted by the Venture Center at the Fox Valley Technical Campus. If you would like to present to the group, or if you are interested in attending or following, go to www.1millioncups.com/Appleton. For more details and to learn about this week's presenter. This coming Wednesday on July 27th, Hamid Almazafar, I hope I didn't slaughter that, Almazafar, who is the owner of Appleton Tutoring Service LLC, will be presenting. Hamid has started a company. He does really great things with kids who want to do well on SAT and ACT scores. It's unbelievable what the results are. He's doing very well. So join us this coming Wednesday, the 27th at 9 o'clock at Fox Valley Tech to listen to that presentation. Kyle, we'd like to get back to you before I do that, I'd just want to get out the phone number again, 281-1150, if someone would like to call in with a question, 281-1150. Outside Appleton, on the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. Kyle, tell us a little bit about the employment opportunities at Tundraland and the philosophy the company uses toward their employees.
Sure. So employment-wise, we have openings pretty much most of the time in any one of the departments. As you know, we keep growing so rapidly and being well-received in the community. We have new opportunities opening up every day. And our biggest philosophy, you know, with our employees is if you look at our sign, our Tundraland sign as you're driving by on 41 there, at the very top of it, it says, "We are." And if you talk to Brian, you talk to me, talk to any upper level management, we're going to tell you that those are the two most important words on that sign, the "we are." And so that "we are" mentality is that, you know, us together, you know, as a team, as a family, could do more than any one of us thought we could ever do. You know, Brian always likes to say, you know, we are limitless. We can take this company as far as we want as long as it's "we are." You know, Brian will tell you himself that it's not him. You know, it's us, it's we that built the company. And so that's kind of the philosophy behind it. We'd like to hire highly motivated people. You don't have to have any certain skill set other than to be, you know, positive and to be highly motivated. We'll give you the training that you need to be successful in whatever it is that, you know, that you may fit into the company. We've hired people for certain positions, and once they got on there, you know, found out that, hey, maybe that wasn't the best position for you, whereas most companies may let that person go, not because they did bad, it just wasn't the right fit for them. We'll try to find that right fit. I hear from a lot of employees, you know, hey, you know, this is a really great place to work, but what I'm doing right now today isn't exactly what I'd like to be doing. Could I maybe go check out the production side, or could I maybe get into sales, or could I, you know, the different opportunities that we have. And if something's available for that, we'll try to put together a program that can help them work towards getting to that position that they want to, you know, be in, as opposed to, you know, just, you know, letting them go and, you know, go work somewhere else.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about that, I mean, we were talking often, you kept using the word culture and how important that is to your company. How do you define that, that culture, and how do you use that to really grow your company?
I think I brought up a saying that culture eats strategy for breakfast. So
right.
I think you can be the most prepared, you know, company in the world, but, you know, if your employees aren't happy, if they're not, you know, having fun and being energetic, you know, it's very hard for, you know, a company to grow. And so, you know, our culture, I don't know that you can really define our culture. You know, I always say when I wake up every morning, I don't ever say, "Oh man, I got to go to work today." I always say, "I get to go to work today," because of all the fun things we do in the community and how we're, you know, looked at by the community and, you know, the employees that, you know, we have fun. I mean, I don't know how to explain it any other way than that. I think the only way someone would ever be hired and they didn't fit in the company is if they had a, you know, a negative attitude and didn't, you know, didn't believe in the culture that we have there.
Okay, yeah, because you guys have stressed that when you start talking about your marketing program. I know, you know, you have a very unique brand of marketing. Everybody takes a look at the old tools, you know, TV, radio, et cetera. And you guys use the social media concept. I should say you use much more of the social activities, getting involved, public relations programs and so on. How does that play a role in your culture? How do you use that?
Yeah, so, you know, when it comes to public relations and getting your name out, there's two different ways you can do it. You can do it the traditional way, like you said, and pay for, you know, companies to put your ad on the radio or to put it on TV, you know, billboards, whatever that may be. And that's great. We do that too. You did bring up social media. We do also have a strong social media campaign that we use through Facebook and different contests with us being, you know, proud partners of the Green Bay Packers. We give a lot of autographed things away, tickets, things like that. So if you're, definitely haven't liked us on Facebook yet, you should, just because you got a chance to, you know, get some great things every week, you know, around the community here. But as far as public relations go, you know, a lot of these programs that we do where we, you know, redoing a veteran's, you know, crashing their bathroom or doing the things like, you know, Windows for a Cause, you know, those things, you know, the media likes to pick up and talk about because it's stuff people want to hear about in the community. And so, as we were talking before in the pre-show, we were saying, you know, hey, it's easy to do PR, but it's extremely hard to do it well and to get the stuff behind it. And again, it's just one of the things I think any company needs to start doing, regardless of the size, and doing good things that, you know, the news may want to pick up. We have brought on a PR firm, as we've grown that side of the business so much that we just needed extra help to continue to do that. And so there's a lot of opportunities. There's a, you know, great things here in the community. We have great, you know, PR. Red Shoes is right here in our local community, and they're fantastic at what they do.
Kyle, you mentioned in the pre-show that you have a little bit of an offer you'd like to extend to the audience today.
Yeah.
On the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Any one of the listeners here to the radio show, they want to give us a call here by Wednesday. I believe that's the 27th. You know, let our people that answer the phone know you heard us on the radio, and, you know, we'd like to extend a $500 off, you know, any project that you may move forward with. If you have us come on out to the house, we do a completely free design service, whether that's, you know, a 3D CAD program with a sunroom, or they have a really cool iPad program that they can design up your beautiful bathroom so you can see what it looked like when it's done, all the color styles and options, or windows, you know, they show you what we have to offer, they measure everything up, you pick your color styles options, and then we're going to leave you with an exact price that's good for a year.
And you're offering a $500 discount on that.
Yep.
If they call in before Wednesday the 27th.
Correct.
And mention they heard you on BizTalk.
Sounds good. That'll
work.
That
sounds like a pretty good reason to have
pretty
someone
good deal.
Come on.
And where do they call?
800 Tunderland, or they can go on at tunderland.com too if they'd rather email or something like that to
so
us.
That's good.
Is that pretty much how you do your sales? When you do get a call from a client, you'll go out to the house and you'll sit down with them and you'll make sure they completely understand what you're going to be doing. And you have an AutoCAD system that you could do pictorial before and after?
Yeah, so that's in our sunroom division. They have this really cool 3D CAD program where they'll sit down with the homeowners and, you know, go through tons of questions. I mean, the sunroom is, you know, it's quite an addition to the house.
Sure.
And so it takes, you know, some time to plan that out. But we take pictures of the outside of the home, and so they can see the actual sunroom once it's built, what it's going to look like superimposed on their home, so they can get a good feel if, you know, the ideas they had in their head actually look the way they thought they were going to look. You know, I mean, a lot of people used to charge to do something like that because it was a lot of work. You know, we offer, you know, the industry's gone that way too, but we offer that completely free so you can see what it's going to look like. And then when the gentleman is out at the home, they'll sit down with you, go through any sales or specials we have, you know, going on at the time, and they'll try to get you the absolute best price they can, you know, to get it done. It's really their job to try to make it as painless as possible for the homeowner to get what it is they want to get.
There are different types of sunrooms. There's like the four-season room, and then there's just the summer sunroom and so on. So you offer all those different
yes.
types of
yeah,
rooms?
Yeah, we do. From pergolas to, you know, porch enclosures to screen rooms, three-season to four-season.
Do you ever do any customized sunrooms, the ones that's not prefabbed and added onto a home, but one that's customized to that particular building?
Yeah. Pretty much everything we do is going to be a custom fit, whether okay. that's the bathroom, window, or sunroom. It's going to be built to the specifications that, you know, you need to have for your home and that you want for your home.
Mm-hmm. It sounds very exciting, and it's growing so quickly, and you need more people to help carry this out.
Yes, absolutely.
So you're constantly having a need for more employees.
Yes.
And what you said earlier about a workplace that offers opportunity and not just constant bottom line concerns is a really exciting place to work.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can start with us, you know, today and, you know, become management. I've had people on my team that have, you know, been offered a management position after just a couple of weeks of being there. You know, to people that have moved out of the department I oversee into sales or into production. We're really in the business of growing people.
Does Tunderland hire part-timers during the summertime, college kids, high
yep.
school kids?
Yep, I have. I actually do a couple of programs here through the community. We have some high school internship opportunities where they get credit towards schooling for doing those types of programs. And then, through the tech college and through the local colleges, if you need an internship done, you know, on the marketing side of things, I can help facilitate that. It's a paid internship, which is what most college students really like.
Sure.
You know, we have a few of those right now. You know, my team really grows in the summer and then declines going back into the school year because I do, you know, have some college kids. But in high schoolers, I have people as young as, you know, 15, 16 years old to, you know, seniors that work for me.
So. What areas are the internships, paid internships now available in? What areas are they in?
I'm pretty sure they're available in a lot of the areas, but I can only really speak to my department because
sure.
I know that, you know, like the back of my hand. So, you know, event planning, marketing, you know, anything to do with marketing or sales, you know, and that type of work. Business, if you're, you know, just in school for business and you need, you know, you can fit into my department with that. So anything in those types, if you need an internship, you know, give us a call.
Cool. And what is that number again?
800? 800 Tunderland.
Or Tunderland.com, right?
Correct.
Are you located in Kaukauna?
We are, yep,
and
just off the highway.
Just off the highway?
Yep, you can see us from the highway.
Is it near Highway 55? Or... Yes.
Possibly, yes. I don't know this area. I live an hour away from here,
sure.
So I don't know all the road
off.
Names and stuff, but it's the frontage road that runs off. It's the west frontage road.
Yeah, cool. So if you're on J in Kaukauna and then to JJ, you get there very quickly. So
yes,
good
yes,
luck.
That's correct.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, with that, we're going to take our last break. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to wrap up this really great conversation with Kyle Powers, who's a senior brand manager at Tunderland. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Come into one of 17 Fox locations or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen.
Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
Welcome back to our final segment in BizTalk. We're talking with Kyle Powers, who is the Senior Brand Manager at Tunderland, and we're learning all about the company Tunderland, located in Kaukauna, and the wonderful employment opportunities and the culture that they have there at that company. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, Kyle, when you talked about that with culture and the employment and the employees, how do you involve your employees in helping to develop that culture and, again, all the stuff that you get involved with in the PR stuff?
Yeah, so, you know, we don't take any idea for granted. I mean, we have, you know, meetings weekly as a marketing group. We have, you know, quarterly company meetings. All of the management in the company has open door policies. Anyone from the newest hire to the most senior person could get a minute with Brian if they need it, or any one of the other senior managers. I mean, I have an open office concept, so all of my managers that are in my department share the same office with me. So there's no walls dividing us. We see each other's face every day. You know, I take comments from, you know, I've learned stuff from the, you know, person's first day on the job, I just hear them say something a certain way, and I'm like, well, that's great. We need to implement that. And so, you know, we're not afraid to take advice, whether it's from inside the company, outside the company, or anything like that. We try to involve anybody in what they want to be involved in. If they have a passion for it, you know, let's do it.
So listening is one of the most important keys to your growth.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, away we go.
And Kyle, tell us a little bit about the competition. There are other people building sunrooms, installing windows, and doing bathrooms. And what is the key for, in your assessment, what is the key for Tundraland to be so successful against all the competition? Because you have to price competitively.
Yeah. So, you know, I feel our products, have the best value to them. So we're not the least expensive in the market. We're not the most expensive in the market with anything. But I think, you know, we offer a great value. And where our value really comes in is, one, we have a commitment to use only American-made products, down to the littlest thing. It's an American-made product, and that's a commitment that isn't extremely easy to do anymore these days, especially as we grow and offer more things to stand by that commitment. So I think that stands us apart a little bit. But I think the biggest thing that's going to stand us apart against any competition is our community and our involvement and that we truly care, the warranties that we put behind them. You know, we want to make it easy for someone to do business. We're not perfect, just like anybody wouldn't. Actually, if you go onto our website, tundraland.com, we actually have our company story video. I want to say it's maybe 4 or 5 minutes long. Tells about some of the different stuff we do and the involvement that we have. But one of the things that really stood out in there is we had a customer bought a sunroom from us, and she did end up having a little bit of an issue with it. But the thing was, she called us within 24 hours. We called her back. We came out. We took care of her problem. Made her better than she could ever expected. And you know, what more can you ask for
Happy
out of
customer.
A company?
Yep.
So when you call us, you know, we have a 24-hour, you know, emergency service hotline that someone can call into if they are having issues. We get on top of it. You know, the biggest thing that I hear from customers out there is that, you know, hey, I have this little bit of an issue. Well, did you give us a call? No, I haven't. Okay, well, you know, give us a call. We'll take care of you. You know, we don't push you off. We don't, you know, throw you to the bottom of the pile. We really, truly want to make you happy.
It almost sounds like, and it does sound like, at Tundraland, every employee is empowered to deliver value to the customer.
Yes.
You listen to all the employees in your staff meetings, even between meetings. So I think that's probably one of the big advantages you have competitively, is your employees can go out there and really make a difference.
Yep.
Those are big words for Brian. Go make a difference.
Absolutely.
I heard him say that
yep.
in the award receipt when he was recognized by the Fox Cities Chamber back in 2015.
Yep.
So he extends that through all the employees, and that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, anything we believe in, our philosophies, again, the we are, and, you know, really making a difference in one person's life really extends, you know, all the way through the company, and it's something that, you know, everyone gets behind and believes in the company.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. I get the pleasure of getting to that one little point that we do on every show, and that is where we ask our guest to come up with a biz tip for the people out there who are thinking about starting or who are in business. What pearl of wisdom or thought would you want to leave with people who are just getting started?
Yeah, I'll open that up with never stop growing or learning. There are so many resources you guys are talking about, these different programs that you offer, you know, some free, some that may cost a little bit of money. Myself personally, I think if you read or listen, there's different apps for the smartphones nowadays that, you know, you can listen to motivational speakers. You know, you can listen to, you know, some great books on business and, you know, get little nuggets from them. And I think that's been my biggest key to be able to grow to where I am. I don't have a college degree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started from the bottom and worked my way up. You know, my father has a very large business that he started, and same with him. He didn't go to college, but just reading all the books and really learning and taking from that, you know, and it's free to do most of that.
Cool.
Super. Yeah.
Well, Kyle, thank you very much for being our guest this morning. We really appreciate it. Say hi to Brian for us.
Certainly.
And thanks again for being a sponsor.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Next week, our guest is going to be Jenny Bengel. It's going to be a remote show. Jenny lives in Alabama, and she has a company called Out of This World Literacy, and she's doing wonderful, productive things with your favorite, Randy, social media.
Right.
She's
right.
doing a lot of Facebook selling and webinars. So So we're going to find out all about all that stuff next week with Jenny Bengel.
Great chance to use social media to actually make money. That's always a good idea.
There you go. Well, thanks for tuning in this morning. We welcome you to our show, and we'll talk to you next week. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY Real Local Radio.